Hi, my name's Rob Chiaroli, and I'm a business and executive life coach with almost 30 years of sales, marketing, and management experience. My business is Grapes to Grange Business and Executive Coaching, and just as basic grape juice can be converted to one of the world's top wines, I focus on developing the mindset and skills of individuals and teams so that they excel at achieving their goals. In this audio presentation, we're looking at mind mapping and how this technique can help organise your thoughts and make learning and memory so much easier. Mind mapping, introduced by Tony Buzan in 1970, is a powerful graphic visual technique that's been used successfully to unlock the potential of the brain. Useful for the very young to the very old, can be applied at school, business, or life in general. Essentially for anything that has steps or parts to it that you need to remember. It enlists the full power of the brain by using both brain hemispheres. The right side, which is used for spatial awareness, imagination and colour, and the left side, which is the analytical and logical side. Mind mapping is a way of linking key concepts using images, words and lines, a method that the brain finds far more efficient and effective to use than the usual note-taking and list processes that we've been traditionally taught to use. It uses radial thinking rather than linear thinking. Consider it more like a web or a tree with a central theme or topic, and then other concepts and associated ideas linked by lines to that central theme. You construct a hierarchy of ideas rather than just random thoughts. Now, there are some simple rules to follow to make the best of mind maps. And once you've mastered the technique, you will wonder why you didn't get taught this earlier and how much more you can remember through this fantastic method. Now, mind mapping can be done manually on a sheet of paper, and all you need is a range of coloured pens. Or you can do them in Word, Excel, or any other graphic computer program. There are a number of mind mapping specific programs available to download that automate the whole process. I use MindMap, but FreeMind is a no-cost program you can start with too. The core rules are simple, that you start with one central image and topic. You use images, symbols, codes throughout the mind map. For the key ideas, use uppercase letters. Use only one word on each line and make each line the same length as the word or the image that you use. This keeps the words associated or linked together better by the mind. It's also important to use a different colour for each key line. In fact, colour is one of the key parts of the mind mapping success. Connect the lines, starting with thicker lines, and then make them thinner as you radiate outwards from that central theme. But most of all, have fun and develop your own style that works for you. So take the time to Google mind maps and look through the images that you'll find there, and there's a whole range of different examples to give you an idea of how simple or how large and extensive mind maps can be. What they all have in common is that they follow the above rules with plenty of colour, symbols and images, and the radiating or web-like form. The key part to consider is the vast array of uses they can have. I use mind maps with my business clients in a number of ways. To organise a meeting or a presentation and to manage the discussion points, to summarise a whole marketing or business plan on a single page. Complete projects can be mind mapped. They can be used to take notes at a meeting or a training session, or just to summarise the key learning afterwards. You can use them to plan the recruitment interview process or to map out a sales negotiation process, just to name a few. More generally, mind maps can be used by students to summarise lectures or simplify core projects and topics. Books can be condensed to key points using mind maps, and your goals for the year can be represented on one visual display. Even your exercise program can be laid out in a memorable fashion using mind maps. The list is endless, and mind maps serve to help recall and memory. They will improve your efficiency across a whole range of life and business aspects. So I hope you've learned something from this audio that's helped you clarify how mind mapping will be beneficial to you. please share this audio or idea with your family and colleagues so they too can gain from the information. It will truly benefit everyone in some way. If you'd like more information or training on how to develop mind maps, please contact me. You can find more or similar resources on my website, grapes2grange.com.au. So thank you for listening.